The Women of Irish and Celtic Music, show 379 of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the indie Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these amazing artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can, of course, support this show over on Patreon. Now, I planned a feature on the women of Irish and Celtic music before the end of the month, And then I saw Shannon Heaton released a new episode of Irish Music Stories, where she ponders gender equality in traditional music. And it's a brilliant, thought-provoking episode. I highly recommend it. It also got me thinking that maybe I should sync our shows together a little bit. Women don't get enough attention in Celtic music, yet there are a lot of incredible ladies keeping the tradition alive. So we're going to celebrate these women today. We kicked it off with Liz Carroll. That was Sevens, Michael Kennedy's, and The Cup of Tea from her album Lost in the Loop. Next up is Warbella Range with Luca at the Beehive, The Moving Clouds, Splendid Isolation, and Denny O'Brien's. It's from their self-titled album. Thank you.
Thank you. for me. My heart skipped a beat and began to ache. Skin of fire in the morning light, as the sun warmed his face, he sang me a melody, a siren song, a captivating embrace. Follow, follow, deep down in the depth, I'll show you many treasures, wonders with no parallel. Oh, follow, follow, leave your mortal race. Once you've entered, you won't remember, you won't remember this place. As the song filled my body, I could not move nor speak, till its fingers were on laid in my hand upon my trembling cheek. Then we ran like the hunted to the deep of the clay, and I gave myself freely. I sang with the boy as my world slipped away. Follow, follow, deep down in the depth, I'll show you many treasures, wonders with no parallel. Oh, follow, follow, leave your mortal race. Once you remember this place. Next I know I wake from sleep, the fireplace is cold, I lie frozen, pale with fear. I never thought to be back here. As the truth I recognize, the wicked game to die.
The Selkie Girls have a new album out. It is called Winter Lore, Songs of Celtic Christmas. And this track worked just as well for non-Celtic Christmas music. It's Castle of Dromore. I'm looking forward to adding this to the Celtic Christmas podcast and to our special show that we do each and every year in December. Subscribe to the Celtic Christmas podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. After the Selkie Girls was Shannon Heaton, the inspiration for this show. That was 44 Mill Street from her album The Blue Dress. Then came Gone Molly with Follow from their self-titled album. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Abe Does Hotel emailed, "Hey Mark, first of all, I love the show. It's an incredible experience as a listener. I love the diversity, and my kids always request it at bedtime as they fall asleep. As a musician, not really Celtic, but kind of folk popish with lots of love for Celtic music, I think it's a wonderful thing for indie musicians, so thank you. I'm also a podcaster, Abe's Ukulele Podcast, focused on playing and teaching ukulele, and have taken little bits of style and composition from the way you put together your shows. Just hearing how you talk about things and structure the show with news, reading emails, and everything else has been a good inspiration for me in putting together my episodes. So that's the main thing. I just wanted to thank you for doing that from a listener, musician, and podcaster standpoint. I was also wondering if you've heard of Radio Public Paid Listens program, something I found as a podcaster. They pay you a small amount on your downloads and book in the episodes with ads. It may be something to look into. Thank you so much, Abe. I am glad that I could inspire you because I got my inspiration from other podcasters as well, the way I format my show. I keep trying new things and then I realize some things work better. I get feedback from people like you every now and then. Like the feedback section is one of my favorites. It was something I picked up from the Signal Firefly podcast and I loved how they did it and I wanted to add it to my show. So here it is. I have not checked out Radio Public. I think I emailed you this as well, but this show, of course, is listener-supported. For a few years, I was looking for advertisers, and it turned to be more work than it was worth. I would rather not have to bend over backwards for outside sponsors and advertisers. I want to do something that is totally dedicated to my listeners. And what best serves the musicians on the show. For that reason, it's totally listener supported over on Patreon. Head on over to patreon.com/Celtic Podcast if anyone wants to support this podcast because you are what make it happen. So thank you. Murphy emailed a photo. "Hello, Mark. I'm heading back on my flight from out of country. Since it's a long flight, I decided to download a couple of your shows. One of my favorite episodes, Instrumental Celtic Music Study Aid, number 347. It's soothing listening to the great compilations of music you made once again. Thank you so much for taking the time in your life to do this and that little bit more." You bet, Murphy. It is my pleasure. And thanks for that picture from the, I don't know where you're flying over, but there's a beautiful, nice picture come out the window. And that's awesome you picked out. I think that was, is that a 2-hour or a 3-hour episode? I don't remember, but it's probably a good one to have. There are a few shows that are really long on this podcast. I'm hoping to do a Celtic Flute and Whistle episode, but the deadline's running out. I'll tell you more about that soon. Finally, Mark Haynes of the Navajo Nation emailed, "Hey Mark, listening while working at the home office. Great tunes today. To be honest, I've got to listen more regularly. This is great today. Take care and have a great day." Thank you so much, Mark. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Melanie Grubin with Lily and I from her album, A Fairy Song.
Walked the lane in twilight where the fables grew tall and the stars were light. The evening was perfect, not troubled or sad, nor a tiresome adventure to be had. Then I saw the sheep coming from far off near the wood, with their eerie song drifting to the spot where we stood. I saw their hair shining, saw their horses' eyes burn, so I turned to my betrothed, and with her I was stern. "Woman, don't look to the band of the fae. Fine pearly stallions who will race on past our way. They'll sweep you off to the feasts in their foreign land, and you'll never set foot here again." "I want to look," Lily said as they came near. "Their white coral bells ring so sweet to hear. There's nothing more fair than a fairy," they say. "Just wants to look on the fae. Now Lily has always had a mind of her own, with a stubbornness worsening as she has grown. She's the type who is loath to do as she's told, so I raised my voice and my arms did fold. Woman, don't look to the band of the fae. The fine pearly stallions will race on past our way. They'll sweep you off to the feasts in their foreign land, and you'll never set foot here again. And you'll never set foot here again. could smell the kick dust and hear the team neigh, but something came over her clearer than day. She gave me her ring with a gleam in her eye and held up her wrist as the band thundered by. And as time slowed down, something grasped on her wrist. Back of a stallion, she blew me a kiss. Woman, don't look to the bend of the fate. The fine pearly stallions who will race on past our way. They'll sweep you off to the feast in their foreign land, and you'll never set. Thank you.
Oh,
stood before me now, I would say, please stay. If you stood before me now, the fracture that haunts me
After Melanie Gruben came Sarah Marie Mullen from her album Harper's Bazaar, that was September Road. Then came Himahokio by Noora Narayan and Moira Brennan, that was from a compilation from a few years back called Sanctuary. Then came Kiana with Far Away, La Marche de Eleves, Old Maids of Galway from their album Rubicon. And finally, Claire Roche, If You Stood Before Me Now, From Then to the Here and Now. And what a voice. Oh my gosh. She played for one of my Celtic Invasion vacations years ago, and it was amazing. She's got this absolutely incredible voice. So go check her out. That is from her brand new album. It should be out everywhere on Friday, October 12th. So don't miss it. There's so many great women in Celtic music. I'm very honored that I can share all these amazing artists. Celtic Podcast News. So I have a new podcast. It's called In the Verse, Crafting Songs for the Firefly Universe. The first episode is now online. Follow the link to subscribe in Apple Podcasts. My 2x2x2 special offer is almost over. You'll get the 2018 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirt, plus the super popular 2017 shirt, plus two compilations, plus two more CDs from my archive for one low price, and you'll get stickers to boot. Follow the link in the show notes for details. This offer is good until October 15th, 2018, which of course is also when the Patreon goal. We are currently $21 away from getting 2 hours of Celtic flute and whistle music. So if you want to make that happen, this is your last chance. And of course, you'll save 20% on your 2x2x2 special when you sign up as a patron. So what is this patronage stuff? Well, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is supported by listeners like you. Your generous pledge helps pay for the production and promotion of the podcast and its artists, as well as my time in producing it. Patrons get episodes before regular listeners, discounts on merch, and when we hit a milestone, you get a 2-hour special. How generous are you? Become a patron of the podcast today at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up is Christine Weir from her album, We're Celts. This is Skyboat.
We are like the waters flowing through this land, ever changing like the seasons, giving life to where we stand. The keepers of a fire, a never-ending flame, burning for all in creation and for those yet without a name. And we rise every morning and shine out over the hills. We roar louder than the ocean ever will. We're as solid as the rock on which we stand. Where a heartbeat keeps the time, in the spirit of our sister, dancing in the northern sky. And we rise every morning and shine out over the hills. We roar louder than the ocean ever will. We're as solid as the rock on which we stand.
After Christine Weir came Catriona McKay with Green Man from Starfish, then a new track from Janet Jerry, that was Shula Rune from Among the Flowers, then Castle Bay Scrap by Chrissy Crowley from her album Last Night's Fun, and finally the Anish Sisters with Daughters of Newfoundland from their album Keeping Time. I believe in the power of our Celtic community, and I believe in the women who share their music with us. If you appreciate these artists, then remember to support the women who support this podcast. Buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow them on Spotify. See their shows and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you enjoyed this show, then please share it and subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Sign up today and you can download 34 Celtic MP3s for free at bestcelticmusic.net. We're going to finish up the show with Child's Play. This is Lara's Jig, The Burning Snowball, and Farewell to London from their album, The Bloom of Youth. Thank you so much for listening. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.